BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Obama has directed US federal authorities to take more steps to make sure American health services adhere to the proper safety procedures to deal with suspected Ebola patients. Mr. Obama issued the directive as US officials confirmed that an unidentified nurse caring for a Liberian man who died from Ebola had tested positive for the disease in Texas. From Dallas, Alistair Leith had.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention called it a breach in protocol. The nurse could not pinpoint any specific occasion where she might have been infected. An investigation has been launched to assess procedure at the hospital. Health authorities say the nurse identified the symptoms herself and is in the early stages of the illness. She was quickly brought to the hospital isolation unit. Her apartment is now being disinfected. Screening has started at JFK Airport in New York and will follow at four other U.S. airports, where most passengers from Ebola-stricken countries arrive.
Donors at a conference in Cairo have pledged $5.4 billion to Gaza, half of it to repair the damage done by 50 days of war with Israel this year. The total was $1 billion more than the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had asked for. Speaking in Cairo, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said it was now time for a long-term peace plan.
The United States, President Obama, myself, our whole country, are deeply committed to the possibility, to the need, the urgency of having two states that live side by side, two peoples living in peace, Palestinian and Israeli. But it is up to the leaders. Both leaders must make the decision that they're prepared to come back and negotiate in order to achieve the peace that everybody in this region hopes for.
Mr. Kerry also spoke about Syria, saying he was very concerned about reports that Islamic State militants had made gains in the northern town of Kobani. He described the situation there as a tragedy, but said it did not define the US-led coalition strategy to defeat Islamic State. Reports from Iraq say the number of people killed in a triple suicide bombing in the Kurdish town of Karatapi has risen to at least 50. Many of those who died were enlisting to fight Islamic State militants. Jim Muir reports.
First, one bomber with a suicide belt blew himself up at the entrance. Then two more in cars packed with explosives followed, causing mayhem and carnage. IS said the bombers were foreign jihadis. The attacks showed that despite its preoccupation with the battle at Kobani, far off on the Syrian border with Turkey, IS is still capable of striking in widely different parts of Iraq.
World News from the BBC. At least eight people have been killed in the Somali capital Mogadishu in a car bomb explosion outside a cafe in the centre of the city. The Oromo Cafe, which is popular with politicians, is about 500 metres from the Parliament building. The security forces have said they believe the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab was behind the explosion. Students at several major universities in the Egyptian capital Cairo have staged anti-government protests, calling for the release of fellow students detained by government. Police backed by armoured vehicles broke up the protests, arresting several students. The protests were organised by supporters of the ousted president, Mohamed Morsi. The influential Brazilian environmentalist Marina Silva, who came third in last Sunday's presidential election, has backed the opposition centrist candidate Aécio Neves in the second round. The announcement is seen as a blow to President Dilma Rousseff, who's running for a second four-year term. Here's Vera Davies.
Her own dream of becoming Brazil's first black environmentalist president might not have been realised. But in a country where voting is compulsory, the 20 million or so votes that Marina Silva secured in the first round are being actively courted by the two remaining candidates. Ms. Silva was widely expected to publicly support the centrist, business-friendly Aécio Neves, even though she is probably more ideologically close to the incumbent president Dilma Rousseff. But Dilma's attacks against Marina's policies and her record in the run-up to the first round of voting meant a rapprochement was never really on the cards.
Polls are due to close about now in Bolivia's presidential elections, in which the incumbent Evo Morales is expected to win a third consecutive term in office. More than 6 million people have voted. The electoral authorities say that voting went ahead without major incidents. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 kekenet.com。